Welcome to Hearts and Stripes, your one-stop shop for all things military marriage. I hope our discussions and interviews equip you with the tools to start or grow a beautiful marriage as we address the benefits and challenges of mill marriage. I believe life's most precious moments are worth celebrating, so I'll help you design your marriage blueprint in alignment with your core values. Thank you for joining us, and remember to rate, subscribe, and review. Let's do this. Hello, hello to all my Hearts and Stripes couples. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of this journey of strengthening military marriages. I am recording here in the quarantine closet. we are really all in quarantine right now. And I just thought it was hilarious that my version of quarantine happens to be recording a podcast in my somewhat organized closet. It's really not too bad in here, guys. It's a work in progress. But I just wanted to hop on and just kind of share my quarantine experience, some lessons that I've learned. Maybe you guys can relate to it and kind of get a kick out of this behind the scenes look at what Hearts and Stripes has going on at home. So I guess I'll start with just some of the lessons that I have learned along the way. So for many of you may not know, I actually am a full-time employee. So telework has been a whole new thing given this quarantine. Usually I go to my office working for CE, and I'm able to do my engineering work. And now I am at home trying to, I have a space, I have an office that I can work out of, but my office doesn't have a door. And usually that wouldn't be a problem for most people. But here's the kicker on top of that. So I have three little people who are also home and enjoying quarantine life, or their version of like summer break. I don't know what they think is really happening right now. I have managed to get across the concept that we all need to stay home so that we don't get people sick. So that's kind of what we're going with. But my littles are 5, 3, and 2. So as you can imagine, mommy needs a door on the office to be productive. So one of the things that I've learned, we're going to jump right in there. One of the things I've learned is that I am not a natural teacher for children. Let's just let that sink in. Anyone who can sympathize and relate to that, yeah, that's not it. I'm great. I love my kids. I am enjoying the time with them, but I just don't feel like I am a natural teacher from the standpoint of this is your reading lesson, this is your math lesson, this is your art lesson. I feel like we have learned a lot more about sharing, about doing our part, about being good citizens in this house, life skills. We watch different like National Geographic type stuff. I mean, we're surviving. We are surviving over here, but that has definitely been a challenge of mine. And I just have to continue to work on how I communicate with them, just because they communicate so differently. I love how different their little personalities are. I have a sassy one. I have she's the baby girl, so she's a little spoiled and very clingy. She's a mama's girl. I don't know how many of those exist, but I'm very grateful for them. She does make me feel like super good when she's just like, not the mama to other people. And then my awesome 5-year-old, who's almost 6, is such a smart kid, but his mind just goes way faster than like he's able to act or communicate sometimes. I'm so excited for him. He's going to be a brilliant little guy, and it is hard to harness that and to guide him. He's in kindergarten. He's on an advanced reading level, which is great, because I can help with that. You know, we can do math. We can do higher level things. That's where I'm at. Mommy is just not there for kindergarten stuff. So that was the first thing that I realized in this quarantine journey. And then also, I'm very grateful. I know maybe not all military spouses can relate to this. And for those that can, you know, be grateful in these moments, but my spouse is actually here. So he still is essential, is still going in. He's actually in a weapons school program. And it's still challenging for him to get his classwork and meet his requirements to fulfill the program throughout the quarantine. And he's in and out. He has had a little bit of downtime, but it is just very different to have everybody kind of in the house more. We're at a stopping point when it comes to travel, TDYs, PCSs, and that type of thing. For those who have your loved one who is deployed and is unable to come back, my heart goes out to you. I know this could be very challenging during this time frame. And actually, I think they're starting to work some of that out. We were fortunate to get some people to come home here recently. So I hope that that turns around for you all if you are experiencing that. But just know that there are challenges. Like, it is to have that loved one away is challenging, and to have them here is challenging. And I know my male spouse and my military marriage community can understand the challenge. And what I mean when I say challenge of having them here, especially when you're not used to having them here. So an instance where I had a little lesson learned, a little light bulb that went off for me, was the other day I was doing a training, and I communicated that ahead of time. It was like, hey, I got this call I'm gonna be on. It was to help me build my business, what have you. I'm gonna need to be in the room. I'm gonna lock myself away because, you know, my office doesn't have a door. We talked about that. So I'd lock myself in the bedroom so that way I could get a little quiet and kind of steal away. And as I'm on the training call, it's going great. I'm focused. I got one earphone, you know, one little earbud in and the other one out, so I can, in case an emergency happens, I can still react. And outside of that door, man, it was just getting a little crazy. And part of me was just, initially, my first reaction was just, oh my goodness, like, why is he not managing chaos better? Or why aren't they quieter? Why aren't they, what's going on? Maybe I should go out there and get up and all that stuff. And then something just like told me to just have several seats, just sit down, chill out, and like be grateful that one, he's able to be there. And then two, that I had the opportunity to do something separate and like just for me. And I think in that moment, I was very grateful to have had that thought process, even, because we can oftentimes get into a position where we want our spouse to do something the way we would have done it. And more times than not, that's not how it's going to work. So it was just really great that I was just able to just kind of stop and just be like, huh, you know what? I was able to get through and sit through my training. I got some valuable information that will grow me as an individual. I had that time, you know, away, even though I've been with the kids all this time. I'm really grateful. The house could have maybe looked 10 times worse than what it was. And I think I still would have came out that room super grateful, because he was supportive in the way of just allowing me to be there. And looking at that and having that type of perspective is huge. And I'd encourage anyone, if you're dealing with that type of situation where you're not used to being together and maybe they're starting to get on your nerves or they're frustrating you or something, find reasons to just appreciate what you have and the state that we're in. I know it is super challenging to go through this right now. COVID-19 has been just rocking everybody's plans and agenda. And that's okay, because what I'm finding is, and I heard someone talk about this in another interview, but people are having to get to know themselves right now. And there's a lot of introspection going on. There's a lot of who are you, when it's like looking at your spouse even too. You're learning a lot more about yourself. You're more aware of like your habits, what kind of daily routine you want to just be in. And I would encourage anyone to just take this time and be intentional with it. So that's a huge word for me. I love to talk about being intentional, just because tomorrow's not promised. I mean, I don't mean to take this to a low place at all, but we are facing a global pandemic that this generation probably never thought they would see. And people are losing their lives. People are sick. People are mourning a loss of not just like a family member or a friend, but a loss of maybe a job, a loss of maybe what their normal was. Loss and grief, I should say, can come in many different forms. It's not always like a person's death. And I think we're going through somewhat of a time of just grieving this changing process. But there is still joy in this time. There are still things that you can improve on, and you can come out on the other side of this better. And that's what I hope for all of my military married couples, is that you come out on the other side stronger, you know, closer together. Maybe if you have little people, maybe you're just more self-aware of the type of parent that you are and that you want to be. Just using the time intentionally to come out on top. And I mean, that could be challenging for some people, because I know some people are out of work. They may be taking this may take a financial toll on them, but this is still an awesome opportunity to hone in on that and see how you can slim down from a financial perspective. I can be transparent and say I've done that with my business. There are some subscriptions and things that I wasn't really using, or I wasn't seeing the return on investment that I would have liked to seen for my business. Well, those things, you know, everything is negotiable at this point now, because, you know, the world's on its head. So I was able to cancel those things and save some money and continue to press forward with our financial goals and things that we would like to do and the savings goals that we have. So I encourage you, even if it is taking a toll right now, just look at that. Take a second look. Don't be too proud, that you're not taking the time to look at these areas that impact you. Communication is huge right now. I'm always going to be an advocate for communication. Y'all knew it was coming. So communication is huge. Isolation can lead people down a dark path. Don't let that be you. Even if you have to reach out, DM us, we're there on Instagram, hearts, stripes on Instagram, reach out, tell us what you're thinking, tell us how you're feeling, get on those groups, whether you're in a spouse group, or if you're in a group with, if you're active duty, your squadrons, or, anything that you are connected to with people. Maybe it's a favorite restaurant or something. You got a group of people that you hit up and text to say, hey, we're going to go out to this area, to this bar, to this restaurant, whatever. Connect with those people. Now is the time. A lot of people, I know I feel like my life is like crazy because I'm balancing a lot of stuff, but I actually have a lot of time. I can check in on people that I usually don't check in on. And now is such a great time for you guys to continue to connect and communicate. Communication is so huge. Please, please, please. Do not be isolated during this time. I love working with the Every Warrior Network. It's an organization that just connects. It just believes in our military community and our military family. They support active duty. You know, they're there to talk, connect, and chat for those times when you feel really isolated and you're at your lowest, connect. It can be in a big way, in a small way, but don't walk through this alone. I know there may be a spouse or active duty member out there who you maybe don't have little ones. Maybe it's just you and your pet, or it could just be you at your home. And I hope that you're finding some comfort in just listening to this podcast and just gleaning from it the opportunities to be intentional, to continue to communicate, to learn a little something new about yourself. You're not alone. We are in this thing together. Everyone is going through this together. So please don't feel alone. Reach out on those Facebook groups. We have a Facebook group as well, Hearts and Stripes Facebook. Go on over and join there, especially if you are a spouse or active duty member who is walking through this thing alone, where it's all about strengthening military marriage. That's what we're here to do. And that too, you don't need to do alone. It takes a team. It takes having those battle buddies that are in there with you, looking to see your marriage just flourish. That's what we're here for. That's what it's all about, even though we are in the midst of a quarantine. Yep, that's the focus. Focus doesn't change just because the world stops. So I hope you enjoyed this time. I just wanted to have this heart-to-heart with you, just chat, give you a behind-the-scenes look about just with what's going on here. And I hope to hear from all of you to see how you are doing. I hope you are well. I hope your families are well. You are in my thoughts and my prayers, and I'm super honored to have you here as a member of this community. Thank you so much for being one of our Hearts and Stripes couples, for connecting with us, for supporting, for listening, rating, reviewing, all the things. We love you. We are rooting for you. We are rooting for your marriage. Continue to stay strong through this COVID-19 thing. Just check out those sunshines. Find that silver lining. Have a great attitude. Find reasons to be grateful, intentional, communicate, and just learn a little bit more about yourself. That's it. That's all I got. Love y'all. This podcast is sponsored by B. Carroll Events for wedding and event planning and design. Yeah, I know you thought this episode was a little off the cuff, but we are still here with EYS. We are still earning our stripes. Of course we are. We have to. So for today's EYS, guys, we talked a little bit about that behind the scenes of COVID-19 and this quarantine. What I would like you to do for this EYS is to pick one person that you are going to reach out to this week, and you are just going to be real about what quarantine life looks like for you. I'd encourage it to be another couple, because like I said, we are in this together, and strong couples are great when they can bond together and go through this thing together. It doesn't have to be, it could be a friend, family member, whatever works for you, but just share your real quarantine experience with someone. Don't go through this alone. Don't isolate yourself in a way that's unhealthy. EYS, you got this. Let's do it. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review. This is Hearts and Stripes. We are the few, the proud, that aim high and are forged by love. Always ready, always there. We are Mill Marriage Strong.